Simon Brett, starring Rosemary Leach as Anna, Nicola Paget, Victoria, and Celia Imrie, Charlotte. Episode 1, A Nip in the Air.
And Giselle will be no problem, I promise. She's awfully self-sufficient.
She's needed to be.
If that's a snipe at my behaviour as a parent, I'm going to ignore it, Anna. It just happens that I've brought my daughter up to feel at home in any environment and to be able to get out of any situation on her own. Well, go on, say it.
Say what?
Just as well, because her mother's never around to help her out of situations.
I wasn't going to say that.
You were going to think it. I know you disapprove of the way I bring Giselle up.
I don't. I just occasionally wish you'd treat her as if she was going to be 14 next birthday rather than 24.
She's very mature for her age.
She's had little alternative.
Look, I remember spending all my childhood wishing that Mummy had been less of a mother figure for me and more of a chum. Didn't you feel that?
No.
No, of course you were that much older. Anyway, I've always been determined that Giselle and I wouldn't have those kind of generational barriers between us, but we'd be chums.
I see. And I suppose that's had a sort of two-way effect for you.
What do you mean?
The fair of you going around as chums not only makes Giselle appear much older than she is, but also makes you appear rather younger than you are.
What nonsense. I've never worried about age.
Oh.
I've always believed you're as old or as young as you feel.
And you always feel 5 years younger than you are.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I was just looking at this photo and biographical details thing.
Oh, yes, the agent sent it.
Yes, according to this, you seem somehow to have been born 5 years after I remember you being born.
No, I think you may have got your dates mixed up, Anna.
I was in the house at the time, Charlotte.
Yes, well, all right. But, I mean, that's an occupational hazard in the theatre.
Hmm?
Well, if you go to an interview, and if anyone's rude enough to actually ask point blank how old you are, the general rule is you lop off 5 years and say, but of course I play younger.
Ah.
Honestly, Anna, darling, everyone does it.
Hmm. Going back to Giselle.
Yes?
I'm afraid while she's with me, I'm going to treat her like a 13-year-old.
Oh, well, all right. I suppose she'll have to survive that for a week. So long as you don't start producing any Barbie dolls for her to play with.
There is no danger of that.
Good.
And you reckon it will be just the week?
Oh, yes, that's what the consultant said. Fairly straightforward little gunny-op, you know.
Yes. You haven't told me exactly what it
is. No, well, we don't need to go into the gory details, do we? I've never been one to talk about my health.
Haven't you?
No. Just buckle down to things and get on with it. That's me.
Really? Now, one thing, what you were saying about not visiting, I'm sure Giselle's going to want to come along and see you, and I don't...
No, I don't really think so. I don't want Giselle to see her mother all weak and, you know, reduced. I don't want her to be upset.
She can cope. She's 13 years old and, as you keep telling me, very mature for her age.
I don't want her to come, thank you very much, Anna.
Well, all right. But look, I can come, can't I?
No, Anna.
Oh, Charlotte, for heaven's sake, I'm not going to be shocked by the sight of you looking all washed out after an operation.
The consultant did say I was to be kept very quiet.
But surely, I mean, someone in the family...
No, thank you, Anna. I don't want any visitors.
What? So none of your lovers will be coming, either?
I haven't got any lovers at the moment, Anna.
Oh.
And if I did have, I certainly wouldn't let them see me in hospital after an operation. Goodness, I might not even have any makeup on.
Oh, right. Charlotte, I'll be worried. I want to know how the operation went.
Then you can phone. I'll give you the number of the ward.
All right. There isn't something you're not telling me, is there, Charlotte?
What kind of thing?
Well, the operation isn't more serious than you're letting on.
No. Good heavens, no.
But then surely I could just nip
in. No, Anna. I don't want you to come and visit. This is something I'm determined to face on my own.
Isn't that just typical?
What?
Typical of Charlotte. She goes into hospital for a little gyne-op, and she puts a virtual news embargo on the whole business. No visiting, no flowers, doesn't want anyone to know a thing about it. Isn't that just bloody typical?
Oh, no, I wouldn't have said it was typical. Charlotte's usually the one for telling everyone everything, blabbing her mouth off about the most personal and embarrassing details of her life. No, I'd say this kind of restraint is positively out of character.
But, Roger, don't you see what she's doing?
No, Victoria, clearly I don't.
She's scoring off me again.
How?
She's saying, look, here's me, having a little gynae op, and not making any fuss about it, unlike Victoria. When Victoria had her hysterectomy last year, we never heard the end of it.
Well, you were very good about the whole business, hardly made any fuss at all.
I know I didn't, but now Charlotte's making it look as if I did.
Ah, You know, I don't think I'll ever understand why you two snipe at each other so much.
I don't snipe. Charlotte's the one who snipes. She always has done, from a tiny thing, from the moment she was born. All she ever wanted was to be the centre of attention. Daddy's favourite little girl.
Oh, so you were just jealous, was that it?
Jealous? Roger, are you suggesting that I have ever, for a moment, been jealous of Charlotte?
Oh, yes. You always...
To be jealous, there has to be something you're jealous of. There has to be some quality in the other person that you wish you had yourself. Needless to say, there has never been anything in Charlotte's character that I have wanted at any level. No, poor kid, I just feel sorry for her. Must be hell going through life so entirely blinkered, so totally unaware of your own shortcomings. Me? Jealous of Charlotte? Oh, really, Roger, do me a favour.
Sorry. So you weren't even jealous of the fact that she was your father's favourite?
Roger, don't be ridiculous. Jealous of that? No. Well, I was saddened, obviously, for Daddy, that he could fall for that kind of overt flirtatiousness from a small girl. And, of course, she hasn't changed at all. Charlotte still uses all those transparent little tricks on every man she meets.
Yes. Mind you, it has to be said, they do seem to work, don't they?
Work?
Well, she seems to be quite successful with men, doesn't she?
Roger, there is a difference between being successful with men and just having a lot of them. Sexual promiscuity is the expression of an immature personality, as no doubt you know.
Not sure. Never really had the opportunity to find out.
And do you imagine for one moment that there is anything good to be said for having a large number of sexual partners?
Well...
When you compare it to what you and I share? Roger, I am asking you whether... You'd rather have lots of sexual partners or have what you and I share?
Well, there's only one answer to that, isn't there?
And what is it?
Oh, yes, obviously. Yes.
Yes. You would rather have lots of sexual partners.
No, of course not. Trick question, eh?
What on earth do you mean by that?
Well, usually, Victoria, old thing, whatever question you ask me, yes as an answer is a pretty safe bet.
Roger. Roger! Do you ever listen to anything I say?
Oh, hello. Could you put me through to Charlotte Graves, please? Room 7. Thank you. Hello? Hello, Charlotte.
Hello? Who's that? Is it Patrick? Patrick, darling.
No, it's me, Anna.
Anna?
Yes, your sister.
Ah.
I just wanted to see that you'd come through the operation all right.
I should think so. Well, as can be expected. They've done something for the pain. It doesn't work, of course, but they've done something.
And have you only just come round? Come round?
No, nobody must come round.
Are you sure you're all right?
Yes, of course. This is something I must face on my own. It's my own private battle. Sweet of you to ring, darling. But I'm very sleepy.
Well, maybe I could have a word with the ward sister. I'd just like to check that you're, you know...
Anna, I forbid you to talk to any of the staff here at the hospital. When it's the right time for you to know, I will tell you anything that needs telling.
But Charlotte...
No, please. I think I'd better rest. I've just been through major surgery after all.
Major surgery? I thought you said it was...
Just a figure of speech. janitor. You must get some sleep. I'll call you tomorrow. Maybe I'll be ready to tell you more then. Bye.
Oh, Charlotte.
Three down.
I think you're overreacting.
I don't know.
Look, for heaven's sake, Anna. Charlotte's always doing a tragedy queen. Remember that fuss she made about that ingrowing toenail? This is just Charlotte being in hospital and realizing the full potential of the situation. Isn't that right, Roger?
She's putting.
Sorry, Anna. Golf. Normal civilized life stops when there's golf on the television. Doesn't it, Roger?
Look, I'm worried about Charlotte.
Why?
Because she's being so secretive. As you said, normally she'd seize on something like an operation and make a big deal out of it.
Well, she is making a big deal out of it in a kind of inverted way. I mean, look, here are the two of us talking about her, for heaven's sake. That's all Charlotte's ever wanted, people talking about her.
Yes, but come on. If it was something serious...
But it isn't anything serious.
Could you keep the noise down a bit, love?
It isn't anything serious. She's just having, I don't know, some polyp removed, that's all. Then why doesn't she tell us that that's what's happening?
Because it's too insignificant. It doesn't sound impressive enough for her. I mean, a polyp's nothing. Now, if she'd had a full hysterectomy, then she'd know.
We don't know it's a polyp.
Well, a polyp or a nodule or, you know, one of those little bits. And Charlotte is just waiting until she's got her story worked out. Till she's got the whole routine off pat. From first twinge to final stitch removal. And then she will bore us to tears with it for the rest of our lives.
I wonder...
What?
Well, if she did have something serious wrong with her, don't you think this is exactly the way she'd play it at first? All this secrecy would look very good later when she was interviewed about it.
Sorry?
From the moment I got the diagnosis, I was determined not to let anyone know the truth. This was something I had to face on my own. It was my own private battle. Oh, God. She actually said those words to me on the phone.
What are you talking about, Anna?
My Fight Against Cancer by Charlotte Graves. Can't you see it all over some tabloid newspaper?
No, I can't. Because A, Charlotte hasn't got cancer, and B, if she had, she's not nearly famous enough for any tabloid newspaper to be interested.
Well, I can't stand not knowing.
What?
Sorry, Victoria, I must get to the hospital and find out what's going on.
But Anna...
I'll ring you. Bye. Bye, Roger.
Oh, really? Oh, Anna does get such bees in her bonnet. Doesn't she, Roger?
Who's them? This is the room.
Oh, thank you very much, Ness.
Not too long, though.
Don't worry, I won't tire her. Charlotte.
Hmm?
Charlotte, love. I know you asked me not to come, but I was feeling...
What are you doing here?
I was just...
No, that's so funny.
It's just... I'm sorry, but I do want to know why someone having a little gynae op has bandages and plasters all over her face.
A facelift? I mean, can you imagine it, Roger? A sister of mine actually having a facelift?
Well, surely it's her body, isn't it? If she wants to mess around with it, that's up to her, I'd have thought.
Honestly, Roger. Sometimes you're just so...
So what?
So insensitive.
In what way?
In every way, Roger. I mean, can't you see that Charlotte having a facelift is just another way of getting at me?
Oh, right. Yeah, can't really see that, actually.
Roger, look. Everything Charlotte does has a hidden agenda. She's younger than me, okay?
Yes, I did know that.
And so, what she's saying is, tee-hee. If I have a facelift, I'll look even younger still.
Oh. Is she really saying that?
Effectively.
Yeah, I mean, you don't think she might be doing it more from the work point of view?
What?
Well, having the facelift. I mean, actresses, their face is their fortune.
Oh, yes, Roger. I'm sure that's what Charlotte will say. She'll say she's only doing it to further what she laughably refers to as her career. But in fact, she's really just doing it to get at me.
But you don't think you're being the teensiest bit paranoid, do you, old thing?
I am not being paranoid. And will you please stop referring to me as old thing? It doesn't help.
Sorry, old thing. Sorry, Victoria.
You just don't think, do you, Roger?
Well, I...
Can't you see how much I need bolstering at the moment? My confidence is trickling out of the bottom of my shoes. And what do you do to help? You call me old thing. And then Charlotte goes and gets all her loose flesh tightened up with the sole purpose of... pointing up how much mine sags.
Beg your pardon?
Sags, Roger, sags. She is just telling me how much my whole body sags.
Is she?
Yes, of course she is. I mean, admit it, my whole body does sag, doesn't it?
Well, I wouldn't have said you... Well, I mean, obviously some bits sag.
Thank you, Roger.
But then we've reached a saggy sort of age, haven't we? I mean, look at my body.
I have no desire to look at your body, Roger.
No, you never have had. What I'm saying is that lots of bits of my body sag.
So that should make me feel better? About the fact that mine sags too?
Well, no. Sometimes, you know, it's very difficult for me to say the right thing to you, Victoria.
Well, that is certainly true. You have an uncanny knack of homing in on the most hurtful remarks you can think of.
Now, that's not fair.
Isn't it? You never stand up for me. You're always saying things that diminish me.
Well, I don't do it on purpose.
That doesn't make any difference to how hurtful it is.
Well, maybe not, but...
Roger, have you ever said anything nice about me?
Of course I have. Look, you're a terrific cook, a wonderful mother, and you keep this house absolutely spotless.
Anything nice about the way I look?
Oh, for heaven's sake. Listen, to me, Victoria, you look exactly the same as the day I married you.
Oh. Do I really?
Yes. Except, of course, obviously quite a lot older.
Roger!
What I can't forgive, Charlotte, is the way you've lied to Giselle.
For heaven's sake, give me a break.
You were only in that hospital for 2 nights and you still let her stay with me the whole week.
I was convalescing. Anyway, I didn't want her to see her mother all scarred and bandaged up.
Why not? Were you actually hoping that she'd never know what you'd done?
No, I just didn't...
Puts you in a bit of a spot, doesn't it, when you've had a facelift? You don't want people to notice what's been done, and yet if they don't notice any difference, the whole thing's been a waste of money, hasn't it? Which is interesting. What do you want people to say about your facelift? Oh, goodness, Charlotte, how much tauter your cheeks are this morning.
No, I don't want them to say anything about it.
Then what was the point of having it done?
I want them to just say that I look better.
Better? Better than what? That must imply that for years you've been looking a dreadful old brute.
Anna, will you please shut up? I'm in a lot of pain.
So whose fault is that?
And I think the least you could do is show me a little sympathy.
Why, I don't feel very sympathetic to you. You've lied to me. You've lied to your own daughter. You don't deserve any sympathy. I'm off now, and if you're in pain, Charlotte, bad luck. So far as I'm concerned, what you're suffering from is a self-inflicted wound.
You're a rotten pig, Anna!
I hope this isn't inconvenient.
No, I was in London anyway, and it's nice, actually, to see the lair of the finance director.
Yes,
well, this is very swish, isn't it?
Yeah, well, not bad. They treat me all right here, actually.
Mm.
Do sit down.
Thanks. Oh, very plush. Right. Now, after all the secrecy, what was it you wanted to talk to me about, Roger?
Yes, well, it's about Victoria, actually.
I thought it might be.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be said. There are times when I sometimes don't think she speaks the same language as I do. She'll say something to me, and I'll think it means one thing, you know, that it means what the individual words mean when you join them together. But then it turns out I've completely misunderstood, and she meant something else entirely.
It does happen. So you're sort of, asking me if I can interpret Victoria speak, is that it?
Yeah, well, I suppose it is, really.
What particular words or phrases are you having problems with at the moment?
Well, it's about this whole idea of Charlotte having a facelift.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
I mean, since the suggestion was mooted, Victoria's hardly talked about anything else.
Right.
Well, except for the usual stuff, telling me how insensitive I am and how unaware I am of how much her confidence needs boosting. Anyway, it all seems to come back to facelifts.
I can imagine.
And what I want to know from you is what message I'm really meant to be getting from what Victoria's saying.
Do you have any inklings of what the message might be?
Well, yes, I do, and I really wanted you to tell me if you reckon I'm thinking along the right lines.
All right, or fire away. You tell me your current theory.
Well, Victoria keeps on about how I'm predictable and I never make any grand gestures to her, and I wondered if what she's really saying to me is, Roger, what I really want you to do is to organise a facelift for me.
For her?
Yeah. But being Victoria, she wants me to do it subtly. So I was thinking I might ring around the odd surgeon, get a few quotes, fix the thing up, and then in a couple of weeks, when it's our wedding anniversary, give Victoria a kind of gift voucher thing for a facelift. With some cheery message like, maybe this'll undo some of the ravages of time, darling. Do you think that's what she's trying to get me to do?
No, Roger, no, I don't.
Yeah. Oh, well, just a thought.
Hello?
Vicky, darling! It's your little sister Lottie. How are you?
Fine, thank you, Charlotte.
I'm ringing to invite you and Roger to a party.
Oh?
Next Thursday, 6:30-ish. Just drinkies, few chums, informal. Though, when I say informal, I don't want Roger turning up in his Nick Faldo leisure wear. Got that?
Roger does know how to dress properly for a party.
Yes, yes, I'm sure he does. Anyway, Vicky, darling, do say you can come.
Well, I'll have to check with Roger this evening, but I think we're free.
Wonderful. Splendiferous.
Is this a party to celebrate anything in particular, Charlotte?
What? Oh, no, nothing special. Anyway, Vicky, must dash. Got to ring round and invite a few more chums. Look forward to seeing you on Thursday. Bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Anna, it's me, Victoria. I've just had a call from Charlotte.
Mm?
She's invited Roger and me to a party next Thursday.
Yes, she invited me too.
Oh?
Peace offering in my case.
Why?
That was Charlotte and I had a bit of a disagreement.
About what?
That doesn't matter. Let's just say it was over another example of her well-known selfishness.
Oh, yes. Tell me about it. You going to go?
To the party? Mm. Why, aren't you?
I've said we will, but I'd do anything not to.
Why?
Well, there's only one reason why she's giving this party, isn't there?
And what's that?
It's the first public outing for her new face, isn't it?
Oh, I hadn't thought.
Of course it is. The scars will be gone by now, won't they?
Mm.
Well, that's why she wants us there.
Sorry?
To show us up. That's the only reason she ever invites us. She knows Roger will get drunk and become embarrassing.
He may not.
Well, he has every other time we've gone to one of Charlotte's parties.
True.
And then you and I will simply be there for comparison.
What do you mean?
Our faces. Charlotte will be queening it as the after-treatment picture.
Oh!
And you and I will be paraded as the befores.
I ought to be moving, don't you think, old thing?
Roger, will you not call me?
Yes, sorry.
Now, Roger, you will support me this evening, won't you?
You make me sound like a truss, Mart. Truss, support. Sorry, just a joke.
Roger, have you been drinking already?
Well, I had a couple of scotches as a stiffener. Well, I always need that with Charlotte's arty-farty crowd.
You're not going to get drunk, are you?
No, of course I'm not.
Because I need you there, entirely compos mentis, to support me.
You make yourself sound like some dilapidated building.
Roger.
Yes, I... Don't you think we ought to be moving?
No, I'm still making up.
And how? You're ladling it on a bit thick today, aren't you, Victoria? Real polyfiller job.
Roger, do you actually go out of your way to think of hurtful things to say to me?
No. No, I just think I sort of come out instinctively.
Well, I'd be very grateful if this evening, for once, you could try to say something that might raise my confidence a little, rather than splatting it down on the ground as usual.
Will do, old... will do, Victoria.
And you promise not to drink too much?
Of course not. Of course not. Be all right if I drive there, you drive back, huh?
Oh,
Oh, Ben, you are dreadful. I don't look like that at all.
Tell you, sweetie, if I came on to you, I'd be worrying about child molestation.
Charlotte never did have her volume control, did she?
Oh, come on, Victoria. It's just her personality.
She never did have a personality control, either.
Well, I have to admit, though, she does look good.
But if you like that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Painted doll impression? I'd always favoured a more natural look myself.
Not tonight, you haven't.
What do you mean?
I've gone a bit overboard on the makeup, wouldn't you say?
Sometimes one needs a lot of makeup.
Roger seems to be enjoying himself.
Oh, yes. I said, whatever you do this evening, don't drink too much. And look at him.
He's just relaxing.
That girl he's with looks younger than Emily.
Must introduce you, darlings. Burton, these are my sisters.
Great to make your acquaintance.
You didn't know I had sisters, did you? Oh, yes. It's not just me, you know. I'm part of the full Cinderella syndrome.
Uh-huh.
Anna, Victoria, my older sisters. This is Burton, who's flown in from L.A. just to be with us tonight.
Wouldn't have missed it for the world.
How do you do?
And, you know, also to be with us tonight, Victoria's come all the way from Beckenham.
I'm afraid I've never heard of Beckenham.
Don't apologize, Burton, just think you're like a star.
And what do you actually do, Burton?
I do Hollywood.
Do what to Hollywood?
I just do it.
Ah.
Yeah, what do you do, Anna?
No, I'm Anna. Ah. She's Victoria.
Oh, Victoria's very interesting, you know, Burton. She's actually a member of an endangered species.
Really?
What do you mean, Charlotte?
Very rare these days, Burton. Victoria's a wife, a mother.
Look! I'm not.
Hello, hello, hello. What's going on here, then?
Oh, and Burton, you're just a door meeting, Roger. This is Roger.
Hi.
Hello.
He's Victoria's other half.
Charlotte.
Roger's in food.
What in food? What is he, a burger or an additive?
Yeah, I'm a finance director.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Charlotte, Victoria was talking about you having a facelift.
Oh, was she? Tails out of school, eh? Well, don't worry. I'm not ashamed of it.
No, and you shouldn't be. Makes sense. Then you get old and a bit flabby, tighten everything up, eh? Well, the technology's there. Why not use it? I mean, you wouldn't think twice about having your car resprayed, would you? Or having your house repointed if the brickwork was all tatty. No, bloody good idea. Makes sense.
Roger, do you think...
Yeah, what I say to you, Charlotte, is go for it.
Thank you, Roger.
Yeah, make the best of yourself. That's the answer. And if a facelift is going to help in that, jolly good show.
Exactly.
So, tell me something, Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
When are you going to have it done?
No, you're an absolute idiot, Roger, to get drunk like that. But for once, I'm prepared to forgive you.
What?
That moment you asked Charlotte when she was going to have her facelift done. I'm afraid I didn't think it was terribly funny. Oh, you do live in your own little world, Roger. You never listen to anything, do you? I thought you knew she'd already had it done.
Of course I knew.
What?
Well, she was being horrid to you, so I thought, damn you, Charlotte. That's why I did it.
Oh.
I was standing up for you, Victoria. Supporting you, like you said.
Oh, Roger.
I don't give a damn whether or not Charlotte has a facelift. When she starts being rude to my wife, well, that puts a completely different complexion on things.
Ah. That's very good, you know, Roger.
What is?
That joke.
Joke?
Puts a different complexion on things. You know, Roger, I'm so glad I married someone witty.
Fine.
In episode 1 of No Commitments, Rosemary Leach played Anna, Nicola Paget, Victoria, and Celia Imrie, Charlotte. Jonathan Coy played Roger, and Kim Wall, Burton. The music was composed by Elizabeth Parker of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. No Commitments was written by Simon Brett and produced by Anne Jobson.